organization we believe is responsible. But when you look at the list of candidates, one resides in that region. So without waiting for the whole body of evidence to be ready for us to make a judgment and a presentation to you,
I think we're acting in a prudent way by talking to those governments in the region. We're looking at those terrorist organizations who have the claim to be capacity necessary to conduct exactly this sort of work. Haven't yet publicly identified the organization we believe is responsible. But when you look carefully at Mr. Candidates,
so without waiting for the whole body of evidence to be ready for us to make a judgment and a presentation to you, I think we're acting prudently by talking to those governments in the region. We're looking at those terrorist organizations who have the kind of capacity that would have been necessary to conduct the attack that we saw in the 11th. We haven't yet publicly identified the organization we believe was responsible.
But when you look at the list of candidates,
One resides in that region. So without waiting for the whole body of evidence to be ready for us to make a judgment and a presentation to you, I think we're acting prudently by talking to those governments in the region. I have a message for our military. Be ready. I call the armed forces to alert. And there is a reason.
The hour is coming when America will act.
And you will make us proud.
Yeah.
Some will carry memories of a face and a voice gone forever. And I will carry this.
Then they will know. Then we will be a country.
The draw that has just passed, all the lives taken, and all the possibilities and hopes that died with them, is natural for one of America's future is one of fear.
Some speak of an age of terror. I know there are struggles ahead and dangers to face.
But this country will define our times.
Now has a decision to make.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Thank you.
looking forward to the opportunity.
United States of America.
To explaining to the American
fires the largest booster in the history of the world in the space for the first time, giving us the lead. Fires the largest payload in the space, giving us the lead. It will be the largest payload bill.
And why?
People choose America. A lot of our citizens have got a lot of questions about what is taking place. On September the 11th and subsequent to that, and I owe it to the country to give an explanation, and I want to thank the Congress for giving me a chance. I can't think of a better place than to talk about freedom and the battle to maintain freedom in one of the greatest halls of freedom, and that is in the United States Congress. So thank you for the invitation. I accept wholeheartedly, and I will see you all tomorrow night. Tonight we are a country awakened to danger and called to defend freedom.
Our grief has turned to anger, and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done. Forget the wound to our country and those who inflicted it. I will not yield. I will not rest. I will not relent in waging this struggle for freedom and security for the American people. The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. Justice and cruelty have always been at war, and we know that God is not neutral between them.
Whether we bring our enemies to justice,
or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done. I will not forget the wound to our country and those who inflicted it. I will not yield. I will not rest. I will not relent in waging the struggle for freedom and security for the American people. The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war, and we know that God is not neutral between them.
And one of the greatest halls of freedom, and that is in the United States Congress. So thank you for the invitation. I accept wholeheartedly, and I will see you all tomorrow night.
Justice will be done.
I will not forget the wound to our country and those who inflicted it.
And we know that God is not neutral between them.
This will not be an age of terror. This will be an age of liberty here and across the world. But I can assure the American people, I am determined. I'm not going to be distracted. I will keep my focus to make sure that not only are these brought to justice, I'm not anybody I've been associated will be brought to justice. I will keep my focus to make sure that not only are these brought to justice, but anybody who's been associated will be brought to justice.
In the months and years ahead, life will return almost to normal.
We'll go back to our lives and routines.
Even grief recedes with time. Even grief recedes with time.
And our resolve must not pass. Each of us will remember what happened that day. Each of us will remember what happened that day.
We'll remember the moment the news came.
I have a message for our military.
Or story of rescue.
Be ready.
I have a message for our military.
I've called the armed forces to alert.
And there is a reason.
The hour is coming when America will act.
The hour is coming when America will act. And you will make us proud.
I can't
take a revolution.
That is why we fight to know what we call. As in the purity of heaven, the laws that compose of all another's.
Houston at 1 minute, trajectory and guidance look good, and the stage is good. Over.
20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds, guidance is internal.
That's not 12, what it sounded 11, like last 10, time.
9, ignition sequence time.
I wanted to hear 5, the same thing.
3, 2,
why didn't 5, I get to hear the same
0,
thing? Ken's Last in Radio Extravaganza will next air on Co-op Radio 91.7 FM this coming Tuesday, October 7th, from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Austin time, as well as the following Tuesday, October 14th, at the same time, 6:30 to 7. Next week, Wednesday night, 33,000 with Sandra Beckmeyer will return with guest Puerto Rican folk singer-songwriter Lourdes Perez. Ken's Last in Radio Extravaganza.
It's drifting to a close.
And the webpage that you can find out information is at counterfolk.com/lastever. You can find out a schedule. You can find out... Anyway, you can listen to the shows that already happened, because that's what you wanted to hear anyway, isn't it? You didn't want to hear this. You didn't want to hear something that's happening right now. And that's what the web is for. It's for things from the before. Counterfolk.com/lastever.
Set your clocks.
You can send email to me and say, What? The email address is ken@counterfolk.com. Tune in next week, Tuesday night, 6:30 to 7, and the following week, Tuesday night, 6:30 to 7.
To the webpage called counterfolk.com/lastever. And I'm going to listen to last night's show.
I'm going to listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Oh yeah, KOOP Austin now concludes this broadcast day. Co-op is a cooperatively run community radio for Austin, Texas. It's licensed to the Board of Directors of the Educational Broadcasting Cooperative Incorporated by the Federal Communications Commission. Co-op does business as Austin Co-op Radio and broadcasts 91.7 megahertz with an effective radio power of 3,000 watts. Co-op is a non-commercial educational station and depends heavily on listener contributions and business underwriting. A member of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, Co-op broadcasts 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The viewpoints and opinions heard on Co-op do not necessarily reflect those of the Board of Directors, staff, members, or underwriters. Our offices and studio are located on the third floor of 304 East 5th Street in downtown Austin. For further information about Co-op, call our office line at 472-1369. Stay tuned to 91.7 FM for KVRX, student radio from the University of Texas at Austin. Join us again tomorrow morning at 9 for more great community radio programming. Thank you for listening to Co-op, your community radio station.
So it's my inclination to go
talking about Gary
to the webpage called counterfolk.com/lastever. And I'm going to listen to last night's show. I am going to listen to the show from 5 years ago. I'm going to listen to
next year's programming on KOOP Austin.